Hi, everybody. Here I am again, and here you are, Creation Lightship Healing Program on Monday. So the healings on this show will also work on the archives, and they'll work for basically about 2 months. So if you happen to tune in brand new, figure you have about 2 months of sample healings, and then after that, the healings will not work because of the extra energy that I have to put out for people. So normally, the way we figure it, if you don't get it in 2 months with sample healings, you probably never will. So I don't want to continuously use my energy up doing samples for people that just don't get it. So typically, most people get the healings within the first 2 or 3 times. And it's not a replacement or substitute for having your whole lifetime done, because it's only a sample and it's not complete. This is why you must do your whole life clearing. So I just thought I'd bring that out, because some people ask me if they can come on and, you know, do a clearing, you know, 100 times to do their whole lifetime and, you know, go back 5 days and then another 5 days or something. No, it doesn't work that way. So we just do this for samples so you can get an idea of what it's like. So you can understand that the Lightship does instantaneous healings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And it's for you to get a glimpse, a little clue of how the Lightship works. So we probably have over quite a few archives on here. So let's start with a clearing here. We'll do a emotional clearing going back 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. And the two different bodies here are completely different. They're very similar. The emotions are what is the main one that people live in here. Remember, we're on an emotional planet. But some people live in feelings. So for the people who don't live in feelings, having the clearing of your feeling body cleared is like icing on the cake. If you live in your feeling body, you might not even sense anything at all when I do the emotional clearing. That's happened to a few people. And then they get the feeling body and they go, wow, that really works well. So, but you have to have your emotional one done first. This one here is what starts you off with all the negativity that's coming up through your body, from your body into this lifetime to have the healings and the clearings taking place, because remember, the dark side imprinted in you from past lives negativity. The negativity, the darkness energy, is from the mind. So they imprinted you with mind energy in your DNA, which we call judgment. And so what you're doing is you're releasing judgment from your ancestors. So whether you believe it or you don't believe it, or, you know, some people say, you know, I can't believe this situation here, that I would ever do this or believe in this in this lifetime. You know, maybe just for an example, maybe in this lifetime you don't believe in sacrificing people, okay? And you, to you that would be very appalling to do stuff like that. Well, maybe you were one of these Mayan people who was there, you know, taking out the people's hearts, taking out, chopping their heads off, you know, doing all this stuff. Maybe in that lifetime you have the genetics stored in your body of that. This lifetime is kind of appalling to you, but you still did it. Your body still has that memory. And so this is the way these clearings work. It clears you out of that. So typically, everybody on this planet has been around the block many, many, many times. And so in order to get out of that judgment energy, you must have clearings. And this is the way it works. So we'll do a sample of your feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a sensory body. So this is how you sense the earth plane here, what it's like, how your body resonates to things. So sometimes this body, from some people, are more sensitive and is more active, more used than the feeling body. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So these bodies are invisible. They're energetic bodies. You can't see them, but they store all of your stuff. And the stuff comes up in you, and the body kind of gets overloaded at some point in time. I'd say probably maybe by the age of 10, as you go through your judgments growing up, you know, as you get taught yes and no, stop, go, maybe at the age of 2, and then you start judging, understanding a little bit more. And then from there, by the time you probably get the age of 10, these bodies get stuffed full of stuff, and then you start going through situations not knowing why things are happening to you. So what happens is your spirit and your body get together and transmit this energy in your auric field. This is your what I'll call your psychic billboard. And now everybody who, you know, is intuitive, everybody is intuitive, they start reading these energies, and like attracts like, and then you have your spiritual soul family contracts here on the earth plane. Remember, this is why you have forced reincarnation, so that your spirit can come into your body and help your physical body get healings, but the dark side wants it to have the healings so that you're able to bring forth a better life. So they do want you to have that, but in the process, they hit you over the head probably 100 times with negativity. And they know that, you know, you're never going to be able to get out of it because you won't have the clearing. And so they do allow the spirit to come in to try to help you. So this is another way of looking at it. So the dark side does allow the healings, okay? Just that, you know, by the time you finally understand something, you might be 95 years of age, hooked up with tubes in the hospital, and you go, man, I finally understand this judgment. Well, by then it's too late. And maybe you've brought forth, you know, harm on yourself and other people maybe 500 times. And so your poor body's suffering because you didn't catch on. And your spirit at that point in your life, because the body is full of judgment, dying of judgment, cannot help you much. So I hope that kind of understands or puts a little light on the subject here of why you need to have healings. Some people say, they're talking, they say, gee, Ron, my spirit's from the divine energy. Can it just heal me? And I say, well, yes, it can, but it's been so brainwashed and so traumatized and brought to the darkness so many times and probably missing part of it that it doesn't know the actual true spiritual energy of light. And then, you know, I say, well, if this is your first lifetime on earth, then yeah, your spirit can probably help you out. If not, then you have problems and you have past lives. And they go, oh, I have lots of past lives. I go, well, that's because you didn't understand ascension. And that's why you're still here. So can your spirit help you? Probably not much. But with the light ship working through your spirit, it can bring forth healings on you. And this is the way it works. Light is helping light. So we'll see if Annika's out there. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you for having me on and everyone. And thanks for showing up all the people on the fast chat and everybody else, too. So welcome to this great show. And I wanted to bring up some of the most recent clearings that you have online, Ron. But before I go into them, I wanted to mention a little bit about what you got coming up so that we can all plan for your Conscious Life Expo in LA in February, which is on the 12th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th of February, and on Sunday. And from what I know, you will be having a lecture on Friday, and Saturday a lecture, and then a workshop. And I don't know if you want to add a little bit to that.
Yeah, what I have is a pre-workshop. Most of the workshops that people do at the different expos, I'd say probably, in fact, I think I'm probably, at least last year, there's only two of us doing free workshops. And they go, you know, all the time. So most people do want to have a paid workshop. And so what I do is do them free for people so that they can understand more about the light ship. And so, you know, out of maybe a couple hundred workshops, typically, I'm one of the ones doing a free one. So do look for me. And we talk about different things. We ask questions. You know, it's an interactive workshop. I do a lot of sample healings for people. And if I were to do 10 workshops in the row, which I don't do, but if I did do that, each one would be slightly different, even though it would be the same material. So it's kind of geared to the audience that shows up. And most of my workshops that I have, typically, I would say a low number would be about 80 people, and it's been as high as probably about 250. So it's a very nice thing to come just to enjoy the energy. The whole room is a light ship energy once you walk in that door, and so you're in the heart energy instantly. So it's very nice. So once in a while, I get a few people walking out because their implants go off. You all know about that. They can't believe what I'm saying. You know, the dark side tells them to get out because the entities don't want to get healing, or the dark side is in control of them. So I do lose a few people once in a while, but not too many. Most I've ever lost, I think, is about 4 people in a lecture or a workshop, which is very good. You know, that's a very low percentage. So that's what happens, and people love them. So hope to see you there if you can. If you can come to Los Angeles, it'll be at the LAX Hilton. I think it's on Century by the airport there. You turn off on, I think, LAX airport off-ramp there. And I'll be there. And our booth number is 308. We'll have the Light Infusion Chamber. It'll be a wonderful event. And there's other things you can see there also. But hopefully you just come to see me. But anyway, we'll see you all there if you can come. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I'll just mention, if you're new and you want to go and read up about it, go to upcoming events or upcoming expos and events, which is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And also, we have now on the next coming Sundays, we have another couple of sessions coming up, calls that we will be doing with you, Ron, which is the physical body organ nervous system rejuvenation calls. And they are starting this Sunday, the 10th, and also on Sunday the 17th and Sunday the 24th. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, these are very important calls to be on. It's $200, and we actually have 3 healing sessions, which are Sundays, plus another one, which is a Saturday call, which is 4 hours. So we have 3 Sunday conference line calls, 8 hours in length. And the Saturday call is 4 hours, so you're on the light ship for 28 hours. When you get on these calls, you're actually on the light ship for the whole month. And you're in quarantine. This is where they're working with you to take out the extraterrestrial alien energies out of you. So if you don't know what that's like, or you've heard this for the very first time, you can go on BBS Archives, 1010-07. No, 11:30:07. Boy, time's going by here. And 10:10:08. And we took out a lot of things out of people. And also on the website, you can go on there for 1 month for $30. And, you know, you can clear away alien energies that have and are inhabiting you. And these are why you have your physical conditions, because they're taking away your physical bodies and spiritual energy from you to live on. So you get them out of you, your aches and pains leave, you feel better, you might lose some weight, your stomach might shrink, and you may just feel like your life is improving. So the cost is $200. And if you have a husband or wife or somebody living with you that you're in relationship with, they're $100, which is half price. And your children, if you have any living at home under 18, they're free, along with your, you know, wonderful animals and pets. And they do get these things in them also. So it's very reasonable to have these healings, and it's incredible. Don't think that 8 hours is going to take a long time, because a lot of time goes by very, very quickly. So 8 hours on the telephone will feel like about a half an hour to you, because you're out of time and you have all this divine energy with you, and it just it's incredible. And we break every hour. We do water charging. In fact, we'll do some water right now for everybody. So why don't you get a glass of water, everybody? And we'll do some water in about maybe 5 minutes here. So do we have anything on the fast chat, Annika, to address?
Yes, I saw Karen had a question about the centuries clearing, and she's wondering if the centuries clearing covers many of the specific seven generational clearings that you have online and also do in person.
Okay, yeah, the century clearing basically is getting rid of a lot of judgment out of you, which would be emotional stuff. And so it frees you up a whole lot on the emotional level from when your spirit first incarnated here. Remember, we take that particular time frame. So when you, if you just came here, we'll say 55,000 years ago, we'd start from this present moment, and I go back in time. And what happens is when the energy stops, when the energy stops, then I know when you incarnated here. Now, that's with your spirit. Your body still could have longer genetics in it. So I haven't provided a clearing to go back further with your physical body. I guess I could, but, you know, that's going back quite a long ways. And most people, I'm trying to think, I don't think I did anybody who has been here less than probably about 25,000 years. It seems like maybe about 40,000 is kind of the average. So, unfortunately, you know, we've been here a long time. So, your body's been here a long time, so it takes the spirit energy to heal you, so the spirit associated with your DNA of your body goes back to that particular time. So that's what the sensory clearing does. So it's like an emotional clearing for all the lifetimes that your spirit has been on this planet. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and just continuing on that, I thought I should mention this too, that she's wondering, should you do that one first before going into specific seven generational clearings?
I would do that one first, yeah, because that does a whole lot. Much like the emotional clearing, you know, which is $5 times your age, that clearing is wonderful. And so I would definitely do that one. It'll free you up. That's what I initially started doing when I started doing these healings for people. That was what I would call a past life clearing. So we get this lifetime, which is the standard emotional clearing, and then your past life, this is of your body, okay, is for the sensory clearing. Remember, you're dealing with body energies here. Your spirit does need clearing too, but mainly your body is where you are. You look around with your eyes, you're in your body, okay? Your body is experiencing this density, and this is what you want to have cleared out. So your stuff comes from your body, not necessarily your spirit. Imagine 1% of your stuff, not even that really, would be your spirit energy. Everything else is body energy related. And that's your past life of your body. So somehow the readers that do readings talk about your spirit, and I don't think they're giving you the proper information on that, because everything is normally body-related. And your past lives could even be parallel life that people are reading, too. So it gets to be a little complicated. And remember, you want to stay in the present moment. There's a movie out. It was on TV today, I guess on the FX channel. And it was called, I think, Dark City. So you might want to do a Google search for maybe FX, which is a channel, Dark City. And somehow you could download it from some site onto your computer. And that sort of is showing you a movie of what I'm talking about. And one of the things was, I guess, they created the sky out there with the artificial intelligence of the darkness. Of different things like that. I haven't seen all of it. I just heard about it. So that movie might be good to check out, because it may actually give a good glimpse of what's happening here, about how we look out of our eyes, and we're actually probably seeing artificial intelligence, which means that what you're really seeing isn't real. It could be a dark side representation of what they want you to see. And if you look about that or think about it, The old saying is, you know, how you could have maybe like 10 people looking at an event happening, and each one of those will have a different hit on it or a different take on what happened. And maybe they're looking at it through a different parallel lifetime. Anyway, so is, you know, what's real is when you have your eyes closed, basically. So this is why I say, why does the moon always stay stationary and the stars out there, you know? Are we really seeing stars? Are we just seeing a billboard with stars out there someplace, okay? Anyway, I won't get too far into that. That might twist your mind too much. So anyway, back to you, Annika, and then we'll do some water charging.
Yes, you know, it's so great to speak about the different clearings, and you have a lot of new clearings that really helps us to get out of the victim feeling that so many of us have had, you know, and have gone through. And it's very easy to feel like it's all our own fault. And just really having the tools to help release ourselves from the dark side mind controlling agenda that you so well can help us with. So it's just really, really empowering to know that that is available. And also, I just want to mention Everett said that that is actually a very good movie. He's seen that movie that you just talked about, or the TV show or whatever, that is The Dark City, I think it's called.
Yeah, if you want to call in, Everett, maybe you could describe what that was about, what you got out of it, to give me some more information. That would be great. And how it kind of relates, since you've seen it, how it relates to what I talk about. That'd be wonderful if you wanted to do that. So let's do some water charging right now. So we'll give you a treat here. So take your water container, hold it in your hands, and we're going to do some skin water. Now, you can go on the website for a dollar and do this too, but I'll just let you experience some water charging here. So take the water in your hands. This will take about a minute or two to do. And this will be for skin water. So for those of you who have never tried this, this will be a treat. And you probably want to put it inside of a mister bottle. So coming to us now are the lightship dolphins. Here they come. I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy into you and into the energy around you and into the glass. So here we go. I have to command the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you may feel your hands buzzing. Remember, this is all heart energy. So if you're trying to use your mind, if you're the first-time caller and you're listening here and you're trying to use your mind to figure out what's happening, maybe you're just hearing the word stronger, stronger, wondering what's going on, you have to go into your heart and be with your spirit to actually sense the divine energy flowing through you. And here we go, some more. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so if your hands are pulsating, that's great. A lot of people that happens to. You might get chills in your body, and that's energy that's being blocked in you, being released. That's why your body has chills or maybe pulsates or shakes a little bit, because you're releasing darkness. Okay, this water is charged, so you want to put it on your skin. Somebody would like to call in and comment how it feels. That'd be wonderful. Or, you know, put it into a misting bottle. This water, you do not want to add anything to it. It'll last for today and tomorrow. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we could talk about the newest clearings that you have up online, but before we do, I saw a great question, which kind of came off my screen now, from Tom. And I don't know if you wanted to perhaps go into, because obviously it's not just the new clearings that are so great to talk about, but he asked for a sample of the Mind Loop clearing, which you have, Mind Loop 1 and Mind Loop 2, and then also the fear clearings.
Okay, sure. Let's do a Mind Loop clearing. So this is Mind Loop number 1. So the Mind Loop number 1 clearing is for people who get the same thoughts over and over again, or they keep repeating the same pattern, and they're acting like robots, okay? That's kind of what it's like. And that could also possibly turn into an addiction. So here we go, mind loop one. So we'll go back 5 days here to clear out what you've been recycling over and over again. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that one's pretty heavy. Let's do that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. One more time. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. That feels much better. So that's the mind loop number one. Mind loop number two is how you're responding to when you first come to the earth plane. Remember, you're in love energy with your spirit of your mother, which is in love, and all of a sudden you come out and you get this mind control energy once you hit the earth plane here. Okay, once you come out and you touch the earth, we'll say, you know, you get the coldness, the way it feels here, you get hit on the butt, and, you know, to make you cry or whatever, and then you go, man, where am I? I'm out of love energy. And that's when the mind control energies and the octopus and the squids and especially the jellyfish attack you. And then you start wiggling, trying to get out, okay? And some people, they know about that, and they have told me that they never wanted to leave that birth canal, man. They didn't want to come out at all because they had a glimpse of it. So here we go. This is mind loop two. So 5 days. In fact, I'll just do a clearing here. So it's still going to affect you. I'll do it with days. Remember, everything in your life goes back to the past. You're living the past. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, you can bring that trauma right forward into this present moment. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you for those samples. It's just always really, really good. And the newer clearings that you have just gotten more recent on your website, Ron, is the body rejuvenation clearing. You also have the natal barcode removal and the self-empowerment, which is very, very powerful. We should talk a little bit about that one, I think, because it's such a powerful tool that I think almost everyone should do that one, and we could go into that a little bit more. And then the harmonic frequency clearing. So maybe we could talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, the reason why I put those on, mainly all of them, relate to the energies of darkness attaching to you. And so the self-empowerment one is designed to have you go through, it's almost like small little clearings like we have for whole life clearings. So the self-empowerment one does not substitute having your whole lifetime cleared, but it's designed for the person who, in a sense, cannot get out of their own way, or stuff keeps happening to them, and they don't know what's going on, and they want to move ahead, and they're stuck. And that's what this clearing is for, to get you into a reality consciousness of love where you can start to manifest your reality. So that's what this clearing is for, so you can become self-empowered in the moment. It's not a substitute, like I said, for the past energies of all the other clearings, but it will work in the present moment to clear you so you can have a much better life. So that's what the self-empowerment one is. The harmonic one takes away the odd harmonics, which is the way the dark side works with and through you, bringing discord into your life through odd harmonics. So you may understand that just by those words. It's much like how when you hear a musical instrument that's not properly tuned and it's out of tune, putting out odd harmonics within itself, so it's not going to resonate fully. You normally don't want to listen to it, so, you know, you leave. So that's odd harmonics, okay? The Next one would probably be the nadol clearing, and that's designed to get rid of the controlling letters and numbers that control you. So basically, you're being tagged by that information, okay? By your name frequency, the letters in your name, maybe the numbers in your physical address, maybe your license plate, maybe your phone number. There's all different ways to look at it. A lot of people have felt great relief just by putting in whatever they can figure out that relates to them, okay? So that works well. Remember, we have barcodes on us, okay? And you even see some people wearing barcodes on them. There's a movie star that has a barcode, you know, on her neck. So, it gets to be kind of weird and strange, and why would you do that? And I think we have a caller. So, yep. We have a caller online?
Yes. It's Everett.
Hi, Everett.
Hi. Okay, well, about that movie, it's very much in relation because the guy, he woke up and he found out that he is being chased by the police. He seems to be trying to get to a place called the beach, and it's kind of like set in the 1950s style, and the people who are after him are they're aliens, right? It's what they are. They kind of look like those guys off of if anybody's ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there was an episode called Hush. These guys are kind of long black coats, pale faces, big smiles on their faces, and they start chasing after them, and they manipulate each of his dreams to suit their purposes to find out how he would react in a certain way, because they can't do that. So they purposely try to, they'll change the environment, they'll change the buildings, the outlook, the whole scenario, and then they'll watch to see how he'll do it. If they don't like how it does, they'll go in again, and then they'll rewind him back to that part where he wakes up again, and they'll keep on doing it until they get the result they want.
So it sounds like they're taking him into parallel lifetimes, and if they don't have the result that they want, they'll rewind.
Exactly. They tried different ways. It was kind of he was kind of like a rat in an experimental cage, and
sounds
they
like
put
that,
him
huh?
from one direction to another direction to another direction. And that's about it. And yes, he did get implants.
So it's interesting that you say it started in the 1950s. So that's...
Well, the look of the film is like the old 1945 cars, 1950 cars. They had the hats, the jackets. It was a period set back and then. And even though it wasn't then,
mm-hmm.
it was more towards today's.
Yeah.
This is how they wanted to do the situation, and they just brought them back and they set it up like what do you call those little? It's like a movie set. They made it totally for him to be immersed into it.
Oh, very good.
All right. So thank you.
Thank you for
Bye.
Sharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
We could all read between the lines there. Whatever it said, and you can watch it yourself and get your own insight on it. So it's remember, you always want to read between the lines. So that's very what isn't stated. There's other meanings that is there. Okay, so maybe that's the reason why they say silence is golden. You know, what you're not really hearing is what you want to understand. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for that comment, Everett, about that movie. It sure sounds interesting. He was asking when we reincarnate, do we come with a similar body? It went off my screen, so sorry if I'm reading it wrong now. But from what I can remember, she's asking, does the body have similar qualities, that sort of thing?
Okay, so when we reincarnate, Can you repeat that again? I quite didn't get it. So when we
Funny. My screen, sorry, my screen went off here, but I think she asked, do we keep intact? Oh, here, I see. What is kept intact of the characteristics? Do we have a similar body in various incarnations?
No. Your body should be in the light. There's no everything changes. You know, very seldom would you ever, you know, want to experience the same body over again. It doesn't make sense because there's so much out there to experience, you know. So the dark side on this planet wants you to keep, you know, the same body and all these experiences, which prevents the body from doing the ascension. And so what they do is they fill you full of more judgment. And then how are you going to ascend when you have more judgment after each lifetime? So that's their goal, is to get all this energy in you so you cannot do the ascension. This is why they take you sideways, you know, to a parallel universe when you're sleeping, and especially at the ascension time when the light comes to look for you, they take you off planet so they can't find you. So this is kind of how it works, unfortunately. I wish it was different. I don't like talking about all this negative stuff that I talk about, but, you know, you have to listen to what I'm saying and then go to your heart to see if it rings true to you. But this is what my information is. I'm always in the moment when I'm on these shows. I'm still human, but on these shows I'm in the moment, and I can only give you what the light ship is willing to bring forth in communication to you. And at times they'll have different light beings coming into me. Right now I have one that's running fairly slow, so it must be a communicator. And this is why my voice is probably a little slower than normal. So I do have them come in. I do not channel. They just come into my body and bring forth information from the light ship. It's very, very simple. A lot of the shells will have Jesus actually come in. He'll pop into me, and so will Princess Diana. And I have other ones that come in, too, besides my own self. So I kind of like come in and out. And it's just quite interesting for me to watch and to see, looking at myself as I'm doing these programs, because to me they're all the same. Some of the light beings get, some of the males that come in get kind of frustrated with humanity here because they're not getting it. They're not getting what they are offering. Which is basically what Jesus talked about, everlasting life. They go, why don't these people understand this? You know, it's been said so many times, and people are just so dense. And so they're coming from the aspect of light, looking at you, wondering why you are choosing darkness, okay? And they don't completely understand because they don't know what darkness is, okay? So they're looking at you as, why are you choosing darkness and not the light? Because all they know is light, and they can't figure out why you're not in light. But when you're down here in the darkness, then it's hard to get into the light because the darkness wants to continuously keep you in darkness. And that's why you have mind-controlling programs. So it gets to be kind of interesting to look at both perspectives here. So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you.
So just a continuation of that question, he was just saying that sometimes when people have done regression, they say that they compare people by their eyes and facial traits, and I'm guessing that she talks that could be that maybe something is similar from one life to another?
Yes, it could be, yes, as far as traits, yes, because remember, you are running a cycle of judgment, and so you're going to be relating to that judgment each time, and each time it's going to probably get stronger on you. So there's two ways to look at it. Number one is the darkness wants to cause you more pain for each lifetime. So let's just say that you started off maybe hurting your toe because of judgment that's stored in it 10 lifetimes ago. And the next lifetime comes along and you hurt your toe again, and maybe it gets hurt longer than the first lifetime. Next lifetime comes, maybe you have your toe amputated, okay? And it goes on and on and on, and maybe in this lifetime you're missing a leg. Okay, so this is kind of how the dark side works. Well, the main thing is to have the energy of the torment, the torture, the pain get released from you. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I think I heard a beep. Is anybody out there? Do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi. I did want to ask Ron, because I had done two healings back-to-back, so I can't tell which is what is doing what to me, because things have been shifting majorly. But I did want to share something, because the fact that I did these, like the dark side ascension program removal, and then the New Year's Eve, and then the next day I did the Galactic Federation disconnect. I had shared that I had some big thing happen with a friend, and then actually today was another shift. She calls after I made adamant, do not contact me anymore until you're ready to do the ascension work, because I know she knows what you're about. And she comes back and explains to me that the little healing that I did for her on my computer, her mother slept for 7 hours, and she had never had that kind of a rest before. She even said that ever since my friend was born, she has not been able to rest. And so whatever we did with the auric field, it was emergency clearing I did on her. And that's what made the difference. And that's when this woman just didn't care whatever I said in my email, because I really was being strict and empowered, and told her, don't waste the energy of Ron ever again if you're not serious about this, because she wants to go do other things and go back to things that are dark side practitioners, and I know are dark side practitioners. And so it was just strange how all of a sudden, no matter what I said negative towards her, she really responded based on what happened with her mom, and hopefully now she's ready to do some serious work for herself or her mom at least. I also wanted to say that I was talking about a lot of things with somebody, especially like things like normally in the past I would never have been able to get through, because usually I assume the dark side, or Galactic Federation was working through me. I couldn't go on coast to coast many times, or anything like talking about anything to do with the Montauk Project, anything like that. If I read anything, I would get really, my energies would be all over the place. So I assume this is what the effect of having all these clearings, like the mental barcode and the Earth Mind Matrix and the Dark Side Ascension Program removal, as well as the Galactic Federation disconnect, really made a shift in me that now I feel like I can't be attacked so easily now.
That's great. That's great. And hopefully your friend will catch on to what's happening. Yeah, it's for me it was real sad. I went into the New York Expo, and I went to a practitioner that was doing a workshop to see what they're talking about, and this lady was bringing in ET energy, speaking in tongues, and the whole room got filled full of negativity, so I had to get the light ship to take it away. But I saw a lot of these people that were familiar faces over the years. I'd say probably about two-thirds of them were at my workshops, and why they were in there, I have no idea. They're just trying to maybe still search, They didn't listen to what I said. Maybe the implants went off, to go to your heart and check yourself out and just, to see where you need to go to. So it was quite something to feel the ET energy come in, like we said, through the Galactic Federation, these alien races. Remember, the Federation is a clearinghouse for these. So if this is new to anybody, the Galactic Federation was, in a sense, say, contacted by the light ship, okay, to protect Earth, to protect people here, to keep out aliens, okay, because aliens are out there. And so they're supposed to be our overseers, and that the Federation was used for the masters to come through, to come here. They have to go through something to come here, okay? And also, that's what Jesus did. He came through this aspect, and so did all the other people. And so, for myself, I didn't come through the Federation. I came right from the light ship. And so, that's the difference with me and Jesus and the other beings. Princess Diana came through the light ship. Came to the Federation. So, the Federation will twist the truth a little bit, and from there, offer you protection. And that's why Jesus said on the cross, basically, why did you forsake me? Who do you think he was talking to? He wasn't talking to the light ship. He was talking to the Galactic Federation for, we have this agreement that you're going to protect me from my mission for ascension here. So they gave him lip service. And that's why I'm not in favor of the Galactic Federation. So that's, they're supposed to be in place to protect Earth from any alien intervention here. And that's basically it. And to get rid of the mind energy and whatever else is happening to us. So that's the problem that we're having here is them not protecting us. There are people out there who talk about how the aliens are going to be coming here to save the planet and open up your heart and get into this consciousness of love and light, etc. Well, you know, from my standpoint, if they were so empowered and everything else, why aren't they helping it? If their race was being attacked with mind control, and maybe they're all mind controlled, okay? Maybe they don't know the difference, but if they were so empowered with this spiritual light energy, okay, then would they want their race to be destroyed by mind control? Would they want their loved ones that they know about or their, we'll say, quote-unquote, humanity on their level of consciousness destroyed by wars, okay? And so as far as them coming here and wanting to save us, every channeler, everybody doing anything out there in regards to this here, if you can notice this, if you happen to go to these websites or hear their talks, okay, they're always saying that these beings are coming in the future, okay? And the light ship is here now, okay? This is why we're doing instantaneous healings. So the actual first contact is what we're actually doing here on this program, is bringing in true light to the planet. This is the only light you're ever going to have here. It's not going to be brought through by the aliens. They may bring a flashlight, but that would be their light. But they're not going to do anything that is what the light ship could do. So I just want to kind of state that, because people have asked me about the Galactic Federation. Some people get offended because they read all these websites. And there's people channeling from the Galactic Federation and the Brotherhood of Light or whatever, you know, and there's, you know, all different types of commands out there. And I don't get into that stuff because if they were of the true light, where are they, okay? You know, each person that dies on this planet from war, okay, and causes their family and loved ones around them suffering, where are they to prevent this, okay? And they have the power. Because they have the technology to eliminate it, okay? So anyway, I kind of got off on subject here, but that's the way it is. Maybe somebody out here was listening, wanted to know that information. But I don't like to talk about the Federation at all because it's all negative to me. There's no light there whatsoever. Because if there was light, it would be helping us.
Ron, I feel nothing when you say that. I used to get charged. I used to like not want to hear about it. Now I could hear the name, and it doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah, so the implant got taken off by having that clearing.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. I could handle probably if I now I could face them if they're in the Federation. It won't bother me.
Yep.
Oh, that's so great.
So, thank you.
Yep. So that means that you're not being tagged by them because remember those words. You might even go on to the natal clearing and put in Galactic Federation. You know,
I did do that on there, and it still didn't clear it like it did when you did the Galactic Federation disconnect. I mean, that was definitely.
Helpful.
I mean, it definitely helped to do the natal code where I put the name in or whatever I did, but never did it feel like this. I mean, like now there's no charge whatsoever.
And the more clearings that you have, the more the light ship is with you to prevent those clearings from being taken away from you. So I don't think people understand that because the darkness does not want you to have healings. So as you have a healing, then they're there to protect you from having that taken away. They can also ward off sometimes some of the energies that they're trying to put on you over again, maybe a new energy, but, you know, remember, the light only works in the now, so they don't necessarily understand everything. But they can backtrack, which is more difficult, you know. I won't get into that too much.
Could I ask for a sample of the off-planet mind control disconnect? Because I feel that would be my next one.
Off-planet?
So if you don't mind,
yeah, okay.
Off-planet mind control?
Okay.
Sample?
Off-planet mind control. Okay, so this is how what you have is on-planet mind control. That's the aliens that live here.
Okay, we'll do both then.
Or being controlled by aliens, okay, people.
Okay.
Then you have off-planet where the transmissions come from. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So everybody just pick something that they've dealt with. Maybe ask your spirit to bring something up that you may understand that happened to you. Maybe like, you know, you did something goofy, didn't know why, and that was because you had mind control. So this will be off-planet, okay? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. In fact, what I want you to do, just for yourself, is to write down one of the alien races on a piece of paper. Okay? And we'll just see if that race is affecting you right now. And we have a lot of races on the alien attack removal. So you could find it there, too. But just you know, we all know a few of them. You know, the buzzwords are out there is the Greys, and then you have the Arcturians and Pleiades. What other ones are out there that's a very in the know, Annika?
Nibiruans.
Yeah. Okay? So you could pick those if you wish. So here we go. Just pick one of those. And write it down, and we're going to clear this energy if they're transmitting it to you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Take the second name. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And the third name. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So that'll give you a nice sampling here. So, thank you, Pauline, for calling. That's great. Hopefully, do you feel anything on that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I know I feel it in the, I believe in the self-empowerment. There's a, you know, section where about mind control, but doesn't really give you the chance to do off-planet or whatever. But you're right. It's on the alien attack, so I should do that there.
Yep.
For now. Thank you. Well,
okay,
thank
you're
you.
Very welcome. So, our show has about 3 minutes left on it. So, you know, if we didn't do a sample here of the body rejuvenation, so I'll do that for you. Remember, the new clearings are harmonic, self-empowerment, your natal chart, and then the body rejuvenation. That one could take a while. There's a lot of systems in there that you can clear out. Remember, all of these are preventing you from having wellness. So here we go. Let's just work on people's lungs and hearts right now. So we'll do this here. So here we go. This would probably be called your circulatory system for the heart, but I'll just make it very simple for your heart. So here we go. We're going to focus on that. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now we'll do the lungs. That'll be your respiratory clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So the main thing is to, you know, do these clearings to help yourself out. And by all means, you know, do the self-empowerment one. You can be on that for, you know, 6 weeks. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we just have a couple of minutes here. And there's a few questions that are still left on. And I just thought that maybe what you talked about kind of explains, not to go too deep into the GF, but it's very disappointing, obviously, what we have here now. And some of the questions from Marie and from Ed is why we have to do so many clearings or even repeating sometimes, and that might be an explanation why, because of what you just spoke about.
Yeah, they're always on your butt, so that's the basic reason. They figure out new ways to attack you. Remember, if you have your spirit fully with you, you're going to have a lot less problems. So mainly, these clearings are designed for people who are not in their body completely, okay? And the more you're in your body, the less chance they're going to have of controlling you. Not that it's going to be zero, you know, as far as them not being able to control you, but the more you're in your body, the better chance you have. This is why these clearings are on here, to get you self-empowered. This is all this show is about, is for you to connect with your spirit. And the more you have your spirit with you in your body, and the more it can integrate with your cellular structure, which means that you have to clean it out, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, kind of back to the same storyline here, but this is what it's about. You know, hello, people, you know, I just, all these shows to me are the same. You know, it's like you need to have the clearings to get yourself self-empowered, you know. Otherwise, your mental body is going to run rampant on you, telling you how wonderful you are, and you will be missing ascension because your mental body has taken over, which is controlled by the light of the darkness, the alien life force energy out there, the Galactic Federation, all these people that are bringing this darkness in here, especially through their channelings. Remember, they're bringing in the energies from outside the planet into the planet, bringing in up, you know, vortexes, et cetera. So this is why I'm not a proponent of the Galactic Federation and or people channeling aliens. So back to you, Annika. Our show's about over, so we'll bring in some energy. So here we go. Remember, if you want to be attacked, you know, just listen to those channelers. You will be attacked, and you will have them on your back. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Our next program is on Wednesday. We'll be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo, the middle of February. So see you all later, and enjoy the peace energy to be with you for the next, say, half an hour. Bring up the light being and enjoy this wonderful energy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, bye, everyone.
Bye.